Now it's time for this week's Question of the Week with Diana O'Carroll.
Hi, welcome to Question of the Week with me, Diana O'Carroll. Today we're sniffing around for an enigmatic organ.
This is Ellen Kirkendall in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I want to know if humans have a functioning Jacobson's organ. I've heard several different opinions on this matter.
So what exactly is a Jacobson's organ? And why is there a debate surrounding its existence?
Hey, I'm Peter Brennan from the Department of Physiology and Pharmacology at the University of Bristol, and I'm an expert in the vomeronasal system. And the Jacobson's organ is part of the vomeronasal system. It senses chemical stimuli such as marks which tell animals about the sex and the individual identity of other members of their species and are often called pheromones. Now, the Jacobson organ is found in many species, but by no means all species. And the question is whether or not there's a Jacobson's organ in humans. People have found a small infolding in the nose in humans and claimed that to be a Jacobson's organ. But the question is whether or not it's functional. And the overwhelming weight of evidence is against its function. For instance, it has a very different appearance from the Jacobson's organ that you find in other species. For instance, there are no nerves that can be found that connect it to the brain, and therefore it's unlikely that there's any way it can actually send a signal to the brain. And moreover, there are genes which are vital for the function of the vomeronasal organ, or the Jacobson's organ, in other species, but they don't work anymore in humans. They've become redundant during human evolution, and that happened at about the time that the new and the old world monkeys split off from a common ancestor in Africa many millions of years ago. So it seems very unlikely that the Jacobson's organ can have any function at all in humans.
So there is some evidence for its existence in human noses, but it seems unlikely that our brain is actually receiving any information from it. It may be that our ancestor hominins had one to detect sex pheromones. It's more likely now, though, that you can only tell a man from a woman from their scent because there are a lot of boys out there who smell pretty awful anyway. Otherwise, it might be worth memorising a pour homme or pour femme perfume counter. Next week, we're flapping about with this one.
Hello, I'm Mike from Leeds. I've heard that all mammals, except humans, live the same number of heartbeats, about 1.5 trillion. However, my blue and gold macaw has a resting heartbeat 10 times mine and a life expectancy of 80 years. In other words, roughly equivalent to an elephant or large whale. Why is that? What's different about the avian heart that gives it such a long life?
And then we've got this one to melt your heart with.
Hi there, my name's Ian Guest. I'm from Sheffield. Despite being a former physics teacher, I got stuck on a problem, which was, why is it that chocolate chips in cookies melt if you touch them, but they survive the baking process?
So that's it for the Naked Scientist Question of the Week. Don't forget to send me your chocolate answers. And if you have any more questions of your own, then post them to me on questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com. Back to the studio.
Now, of course, you should send all your chocolate to me, dark chocolate, please. Thanks to Diana. So if you have any idea why chocolate seems to only melt when it's messy, or if macaws do get more than their fair share of heartbeats, do let us know. Email questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com.
And just in case anyone's wondering, Cake of the Week this week, which we have every week here on The Naked Scientist, baked by my loving wife, this week is a voluntary cake, which has been sent in by my friend Hope. And it's delicious biscuits covered in chocolate, and we're enjoying them very much.
Fancy listening to The Naked Scientists in your bed? On your way to work, or even at work. Why not subscribe to our podcast? For more information, visit nakedscientists.com/podcast.